I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The revelations about the NSA just keep on coming. Major U.S. allies have been learning, one after the other, that the U.S. has been spying on its leaders and its citizens. The latest to demand an explanation is Spain. Yet even with allied noses out of joint, American diplomats have to keep up their work. Syria and Iran and so many other international issues to be discussed. So how are the leaks by Edward Snowden compromising U.S. diplomacy? Stephen Walt is a professor of international affairs at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Stephen, everyone seems to be publicly shocked by these revelations. Are they really a big deal, do you think?
Well, I don't know how big a deal they are, but they're not trivial. And they're not trivial because even though most governments are aware that spying goes on, they're spying on us and we're spying on them, it does create a domestic political problem when you see both how extensive and how intrusive the NSA's surveillance program has been. And the problem there is that for governments in Spain or Brazil or Germany, it now becomes politically costly to be seen as too intimately or too closely cooperating with the United States, at least right now. So you have leaders who have to, at a minimum, protest. They have to call in the ambassadors, and give them a dressing down. But in to some extent, I think for the next few months, these are going to be governments that aren't going to want to be supporting the United States too visibly, because that's going to be seen as costly in terms of their own domestic public opinion.
Now, you have a good word there. You say they don't want to be seen visibly supporting the United States. But I've seen a few quotes from around the world. The French foreign minister, Bernard Kouchner, says, let's face it, we eavesdrop too. We're just jealous of the United States. The British ambassador in Lebanon, Tom Fletcher, tweeted, I work on the assumption that more than six countries are tapping my phone. I get that they have to protest visibly, but if everybody's doing it, what's the big deal?
Partly it's because the extent of American activity, if all of these governments understood that there was a certain amount of spying going on and people trying to compromise diplomats or get people to say things perhaps indiscreetly, that's one thing. But then to learn that the United States was actually able to, say, tap the cell phone of the German chancellor and listen to private conversations and, moreover, had been doing that for years. Not only does that remind everyone about what kinds of capabilities the United States has, but it starts to make the United States look a little bit like it's out of control. And the question Americans should be asking is, even if we may have gotten some useful information out of some of these operations, was that really worth the cost it was going to impose in terms of a certain degree of diplomatic cooperation and the reputation of the United States more broadly in these societies? I think that's what American diplomats are now worried about.
So how do you think the situation goes when U.S. officials are talking with France, Mexico, or Spain right now?
Well, I think people are going to be a little bit more careful. And also, diplomats from other countries are going to try to use this to extract some concessions from us. You know, we would like to help you, Uncle Sam, but, you're not very popular in my country right now, and I'm really not going to be able to give you what you want. You're going to have to give me a little bit more of what I want, so that I can then sell that as a good deal to my own population. It's also worth noting here that the United States previously had been very visible about pushing for internet freedom for quite some time, and we'd been very critical of governments that tried to put limits on the internet, countries like China. We now look quite hypocritical in that position, because other populations will say, oh, well, we know why the United States likes internet freedom.
Right, so they can spy on us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's going to make it more difficult for us, too.
So how does a country bounce back from something like this? And I wonder if there are any similar scandals, if you will, anywhere else.
Well, the same way I think that in our personal lives we bounce back when we've made a mistake or offended someone. You say you're sorry, and you don't necessarily prostrate yourself with guilt, but you express regret and say you'll work these differences out and you won't do it again in the future. And I think what we will see happening with at least some of our allies is an attempt to work out, let's call it a code of conduct. It may be even a sort of gentleman's agreement about what's going to be done and what's not going to be done. The only challenge there is, if we reach such an agreement, which acknowledges there's going to be some amount of spying, maybe declares other activities off limits, then we really have to abide by it. Because if we reach another agreement and then are caught, 5 years from now, exceeding it, that's going to cause even more trouble.
Stephen Walt, professor of international affairs at Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Pleasure as always to speak with you.
Nice talking with you too.